Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the We Are podcast on DK Sports Radio. This is your host, Jared Prugar, and I welcome you to this week's episode. On Monday, James Franklin spoke with the media via Zoom, as always, for the first time in 2021, and the first time since Penn State beat Illinois in the season and in their season-ending win for the 2020 season. And he had a lot of different topics to talk about between family, the coaching staff, the transfer portal, you name it, he essentially talked about it. But I want to focus on a couple things that I think were pretty huge in the grand scheme of things. And I think the first is the new offense. You look at Mike Yurcich coming in and taking over for Kirk Soraka. And I think the biggest issue of it all is the fact that Kirk Soraka's offense just did not mesh well with what James Franklin and Penn State had been used to. You look at Penn State over the years past with Ricky Ronnie and Joe Moorhead, especially, and those are two guys that didn't take lateral steps. They went straight up. Ricky Ronnie became a head coach at Old Dominion, and then Joe Moorhead eventually went to Mississippi State and is now the offensive coordinator at the University of Oregon. But they were up-tempo. They were high-paced, NASCAR-type speed offenses, spread offenses, and you never got the inkling that Soraka was ever comfortable with that, the fast-paced. His offenses kind of were themed around and schemed around players just in big numbers, like a Tyler Johnson at Minnesota, and like a Jahan Dotson that he had at Penn State. And it just wasn't a good mesh for the Nittany Lions and for those who were involved, and it didn't work. You look at the point outputs this year, and granted, COVID caused a lot of those issues, but at the same time, even with the installs and this, that, and the other thing, the Penn State offense just did not put up the numbers that it should have in the scoreboard. Now, yardage wise and those sorts of things, yeah, they had over 400 yards quite a few times, and that's the norm, but you have to be able to put up points, and the Penn State offense just was not capable of doing that many times throughout the season. And that's not necessarily Kirk Soraka's fault. I think a lot of it falls on the execution of players, and much like James Franklin said on Monday, they did take a step back at the quarterback position. They didn't build on an 11-win season for Sean Clifford in 2019. They didn't build on that. They didn't get any better from that. In fact, I thought they regressed, and that's never a good thing when you're dealing with the quarterback position. If you're regressing as a quarterback, that's not good. That's never a good indication of the talent level, and that's never a good indication of the team and their success level when that happens. And James Franklin's admitted as much. You need more from the quarterback position, and that's why they're going out trying to get into the transfer portal at the quarterback position if it makes sense. Because if it doesn't make sense, then you open up a whole new can of worms when it comes to the quarterback room and those involved there. But you look at what Mike Yurcich brings to the table, and he brings exactly what James Franklin wants in an offense. We've talked about this before on this podcast. Yurcich was Franklin's guy from the get-go. They've had these conversations for quite some time. And because Yurcich was at Ohio State before Texas, Ohio State blocked the interview request, and comes Soraka. And the odds are stacked against him. You don't have a spring ball. You have a plethora of different coaches offensively. And then you have the on again, off again season, and it's just not an ideal situation for a first year coordinator at a new school. But you turn it around a little bit towards the end of the season, and you try to blend that offense, and that's not necessarily ideal when you try to blend an offense that's up tempo with Soraka's offense, and that doesn't feature much motion or window dressings or much of anything, really. And you get the perfect storm of what you got this year. And that's not necessarily indicative of Franklin hiring or anything. It's just kind of the way that the cards were drawn. But you look at Yurcich, and And he's put up yards, he's put up points everywhere he's gone, whether it's been at the Division II level, at the PSAC level, at the Big 12 level, and even in his short time at Ohio State, you know, helping Justin Fields to a career year in 2019, and then ultimately Fields declaring for the draft this year. You know, he's done well everywhere he's gone. Now, how long he stays there, who knows? Does he want to be a head coach someday? It's possible. I think every young coach, every coach in general, would envy the position to be a head coach someday, and wants to be in that position. Now, whether it happens, you know, that's to be up for debate. But at the same time, you look at a guy like Brent Pry, who's been a career defensive coordinator or linebackers coach, and are they comfortable with taking that next step? You just never know. But I think Yursich has that capability. Now, if it's in the cards, then so be it. But right now, he's the offensive coordinator at Penn State, and they're building on, you know, what they've done typically. Maybe using 2020 as an outlier, but they're going to get back to the basics, and they're going to get fast. They're going to build on explosive plays, and they're going to score a lot of points. And when that happens, you know, typically good things are happening. And I think James Franklin especially wants to be one of those programs that scores 35, 40, 45 points a game to take that pressure off his defense so that they don't have to feel like they have to take over the game like they did much of the 2020 season. So how that continues to develop over the offseason is yet to be determined. But I think James Franklin finally has the guy that he wants, and the guy that he wants to build on as offensive coordinator and build through as they develop an offense that can not only compete at the Big Ten level, but also at the national level and with those national powers as well. It wasn't just the offensive philosophy and offensive coordinator that Franklin talked about on Monday. He got into a lot of other topics, and this is where I think is a great time for us to talk about them. Penn State doesn't know if spring ball is going to happen. Nobody knows. But they're operating under the assumption that it's business as usual, because despite being just a week past the national championship, where Ohio State got boat raced by Alabama, and Nick Saban, if he got to an even more elite level as a collegiate champion head coach, there aren't very many definitives about spring practices or workouts throughout the spring with everything going on in the world and with everything going on in the NCAA. So Franklin and company have to be creative. They don't necessarily know what the plan is for spring ball. Will there be a spring game? Nobody knows. And that's, you know, I it's not necessarily good, bad, or indifferent right now, because there's just so much that's not known. Much like, you know, a lot of other things, and it creates a little bit more flexibility. But Franklin and his staff have created a plan that lasts from his guys getting on campus all the way up to training camp and beyond. And I think that's huge, even with the fact that things are going to change. And it's not that they will change, it's that they are going to change. And I'm sure rather quickly, as the Big Ten and the NCAA figure out how they navigate the rest of this pandemic and maybe not the rest, but just navigate it in general. Obviously, they made it work through a season. So spring ball, you would think in theory, wouldn't be too hard to get through, but anything is possible. These kids are missing out on a lot of different aspects of their college life and the college lifestyle, in addition to the educational aspect, where they're not necessarily in person, they're virtual. And as an educator, it's tough to not only get through to those students and to those players as a teacher, but also for them to learn and grasp what you're teaching them. And that's tough. As they navigate the world as a college athlete. And, you know, you look at the roster makeup of some of those guys, and the new early enrollees have just arrived on campus on Monday as well. So you get those guys acclimated, you get those guys in the weight room, and Penn State has a chance to be very competitive in 2021. And I think that's exactly what they need now. Now they did have Micah Bowens transfer, or enter the transfer portal. Whether he would have played in the next 2 years, I think is up for debate. But you've still got Clifford, you've still got Will Levis, you've also got Saquon Roberson, and Christian View, who's now on campus. So you have opportunities and options at quarterback. So getting to that point, I think, is huge. But I think Penn State's also going to still continue to be huge in the transfer portal. I know we talked about that briefly in the first segment at the quarterback position, but they're still going to look at these guys at the defensive end position, at the defensive line position inside on the interior, and I think also at the defensive back position as well. And I think that is going to be huge for the Nittany Lions moving forward as they create depth at those positions, because towards the end of the season, they were paper thin depth-wise at many because of injuries, because of what have you. So I think you being able to get to that point for the Nittany Lions is going to be huge. Now, you know, you look at some of the other issues. It's going to be a different year again. Now, the benefit, I think, for Penn State is that they only have had one coaching change. As the rest of the coaching carousel continues, their only coaching change as of now, I think, has been Yurcich. And when you have that, that's huge. Last year, they had a new offensive line coach, a new receivers coach, a new defensive lines coach, a new offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. So you have that limited turnover, and I think that's huge moving forward to get to where you want to go as a program. The more continuity that you have on the staff, I think, is huge. Now, how long those guys are there, that's up for debate. And I think that's much like the players transferring and doing whatever. The coaches aren't necessarily tied to the university either. And you get that, and Franklin has had a lot of loyalty on his staff. Terry Smith has been on the staff for years. Tim Banks, Brent Pry, Tyler Bowen. You know, you get guys like that want to be around and that can stay around, and I think that's huge. So, you know, moving forward, I think it's awesome that Penn State has had these opportunities to have these coaches. Now, can they keep them from leaving and kind of helping them get better from within is up for debate. But you know, you look at Penn State at the end, and they could have gone to a bowl game, but you look at the situation surrounding it, coaches maybe going out elsewhere. You look at players that could have opted out, players that could have sat out those bowl games, and what have you. Or you prepare for the game and then you end up not playing it because the other team sends their players home. And Franklin touched on that on Monday as well. You know, you have those plans in place, but at the same time, there's so much that's not in your control, and there's so much that's just not fair to these players. Do you send them home at Christmas? Do you send them, you know, do you just work straight through it? And then when you do work straight through it and the other team sends their players home, you know, what is it really worth? If you get that game in, I think you're lucky. And if you don't, you know, then so be it. And yeah, could the bowl game have helped them? Absolutely. They could have improved their record, and they could have ended up at 5-5 for a 500 record, which isn't necessarily something that's strong for Penn State. But given the fact they started out 0-5, I think is huge. And then you look at what a bowl game could have done for recruiting. You know, I personally think that not playing in a bowl game was admirable. I think that's exactly what Penn State needed. Because, you know, you look at Franklin, and Franklin gets to spend time with his family. He spent Christmas with his family. And it was the first time that he's seen his family in 8-9 months. And as, you know, as a parent, as a father, I think that's huge for him. Getting to spend that time with him before he gets back to the grind as a collegiate head coach, after the new year. And and getting those guys back on campus. And that's huge. And when that happens, you know, it's a blessing in disguise. Yeah, could Penn State have used that bowl game? Absolutely. Everybody could have. But at the same time, if there was ever a year to skip that and focus on yourselves and give yourself the mental break and give yourself that time with family, it's 2020, because you learn so much about yourself and so much about the people that you surround yourself with in a year like this, as you navigate through life and in each and every day, because each and every day isn't guaranteed. And I think that's the biggest thing that the 2020 has taught us, not only to be flexible, but that not every day is going to be the same and not every day is guaranteed, because there's a lot of people that aren't as lucky as we are to be able to listen to podcasts like this or to watch college football or to coach college football or to even play college football. And that those things shouldn't be taken for granted. But, you know, here we are. It's now 2021, and we gear up for the rest of the spring and the rest of the winter, and here's to hoping that Penn State can get to a spring ball, to a fall 2021 season, and until then, we'll take it from there. But thank you again, as always, for listening to the We Are podcast on DK Sports Radio. As always, this has been your host, Jared Pruger, and I hope you stay safe and stay healthy. I will talk to you again soon.